Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in
Dear esteemed listeners and cherished supporters, I come before you today with great joy and gratitude as we celebrate a remarkable milestone. Over the past year, Winning Every Day has been touching lives and resonating with hearts across the world. It has become a beacon of hope and inspiration, reaching individuals from all walks of life, regardless of borders or boundaries. From the bustling cities to the tranquil countryside, from Africa to Europe, North America, South America, Asia, Australia and to the other parts of the world, the message of Winning Every Day has traveled far and wide. What makes Winning Every Day even more extraordinary is that it is provided to all listeners free of charge. That's right, my friends. Isaac has never requested financial support from any of you. Instead, he trusts in the provision of the Lord to sustain this impactful ministry. In a world often fueled by material desires and self-interest, Winning Every Day serves as a testament to the power of love and grace of God to mankind. It brings us a daily reminder of God's care to a dying world. Once again, I extend my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you for being a part of this incredible journey. Together, let us strive to make Winning Every Day an even greater force for positive change in the world by sharing the love with friends and loved ones. Thank you, and may the Lord's blessings be with you all.
Welcome to Winning Every Day. Today, with the level of scientific knowledge, the word miracle might sound bizarre. However, we still experience things that are inexplainable, occurrences that we cannot explain. In these present days, we still have many occurrences of miracle. Miracles happens when nothing but divine help can remedy a situation. Today, we are looking at the topic. How much does a miracle cost? Our Bible text is from the book of Matthew chapter 17 verse 20. I read. He replied, "Because you have so little faith. Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." Recently, I read a story of a little girl called Tess. How her little faith bought a miracle for her family. The story is one that can revive your faith for miracles. And it goes like this. One day, Tess heard her parents discussing about her younger brother, Andy. Andy was very sick and her parents needed money to take care of him. Her dad and mom were discussing, "How will we get the money for this surgery? There is no money and nowhere to get loan." While they were talking, Tess heard the conversation as her dad said, "Only a miracle can save him now." Hearing that, Tess disappeared into her room and brought out her piggy bank from where she hid it. She broke it and took the coins inside. Tess put the coins in a small purse and went out through the back door to a drugstore, a few blocks away. On getting there, she waited for the pharmacist to attend to her, but the pharmacist was busy talking with someone. Tess made some noise to get the pharmacist's attention. She stamped her feet on the floor, yet the pharmacist didn't take note of her. She went further to clear her throat with a disgusting noise, hoping that it will draw the attention of the man. Finally, Tess grabbed a quarter from her pocket and banged it on the counter, and that did the magic. "What do you want?" The pharmacist turned to her and shouted. Without giving her time to respond, the pharmacist said again, "Don't you see I'm busy? I am talking with my brother whom I haven't seen for many years." "Well, I want to talk to you about my brother, Andy," Tess replied. "Andy is very sick, and I came out to buy a miracle."
"A miracle?
I beg your pardon," replied the pharmacist. Tess continued, "My little brother is sick. Something is growing inside his head, and Dad says he needs a miracle. Only a miracle can save him. So how much do you sell a miracle? We don't sell miracle here, little girl, replied the pharmacist. Sorry, I can't help you. Pitifully, Tess replied. I have money to pay for it. If my money is not enough, I will get the rest. Just let me know how much you sell it. Watching with amazement, the pharmacist's brother stooped down and asked Tess softly, what kind of miracle does your brother need? Tess responded, I don't know, with tears. I just know that he is very sick and mommy said he needs miracle and my dad didn't have the money to pay for it. So I decided to use my savings. How much is there with you? He asked. $1.11. I can get more, if I need to add to it. Tess responded. He smiled, then he said, that's the exact price of a miracle for your little brother. With one hand he took Tess' money and with the other he grasped her mitten. Take me to your house. I want to meet your parent and to see your brother. Let's see if I have the miracle he needed. The pharmacist's brother happened to be a surgeon. He was specialized in neurosurgery. That's Dr. Carlton Armstrong. Dr. Carlton helped the family to do the operation without any charge and Andy became well. Not long, he was back home doing well. Later, while they were narrating the chain of events that took place, Tess' mother said that surgery was a real miracle. Tess affirmed with smiles as she had found how much a miracle costs. It costs just the faith of a little child. Do you need miracle today? It cost nothing but only your faith. Tess' faith was just enough to get the miracle they needed. I don't know where you need a miracle today. If you can trust God, the miracle is available. The Bible said in Mark chapter 11 verse 22 and Jesus answering, says to them, have faith in God. Do you have faith? You must believe in what God can do in your life as the Bible said in Luke chapter 1 verse 37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. When you have a relationship with God and believe in His power, nothing shall be impossible. The first step to obtaining your miracle is learning to acknowledge that God is bigger than your problem and that He's interested in your well-being. Add faith to your knowledge today and ask to receive. The book of Matthew chapter 7 verse 7 says, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Begin to ask today. Your miracle is on the way. Say this word of prayer after me. Father, I asked with faith that you meet my present needs today. I believe there is nothing impossible for you. I speak breakthrough into every areas of my life. With faith, I receive my miracle. Thank you for answering me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from the book of Numbers chapter 11, chapter 12, and chapter 13. And for the evening, Mark chapter 5 verse 21 to 43. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask Him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.